The Rome Affair by Karen Swan, read by Katie Scarfe. The Amber Light and Sparrows. That was what she wrote, Matteo said, putting his phone back down on the table.
That's what you like best about this city? Alessandra asked in disbelief.
And it's had more likes than almost any other post, Cesca laughed, her palm splayed towards the stars. What can I tell you?
I know I can tell you that most people would say the Colosseum or the Forum or the Pantheon,
Ale replied wryly.
Even the hawkers selling roses at the Spanish Steps are in with a chance, not the little brown birds that scavenge off the plates.
Ah, but most people have no imagination. I refuse to be a cliché. Perhaps that's why they enjoy my little blog so much.
Less of the little, Matteo said. Your following is growing so fast, you'll have advertisers knocking on your door soon. And that is where the big money is.
Yeah, well, if they could hurry up about it, Cesca quipped. Yet it was true that the Rome affair, her online homage to the home of the ancient world, Pecorino and La Dolce Vita, had hit some sort of collective nerve. She was both thrilled and amazed by its growing popularity. Since putting out a first tentative blog post 7 months ago, she had found her voice, musing on everything from the locally made honeycombs in Aventine Hill to her favourite vintage stores, as well as sharing anecdotes from the tours she guided as her day job. Guido cracked a grin, his tanned pate gleaming under the golden, glowing lanterns.
Well, I guess at least it's clear why you could not have carried on as you were. Anyone for whom Rome is defined by its light could not be expected to work in a world as dry as the British law courts.
Thank you, Guido, Cesca said, raising her glass to him. I'll drink to that. Everyone joined her, draining the grappa and sitting back in their seats with relaxed smiles. It was the tail end of another beautiful night, the hot air drooping like sleepy eyelids, the scent of jasmine like a powder that dusted the sky. They had feasted well on courses of pasta and fish, every table in the courtyard restaurant occupied. It was after 10, but that was early still for Rome, early usually for her too these days.
So what now? Shall we go to Tizi?
Ale asked, leaning back in her chair and pulling her black hair up into a ponytail, her slim, bare arms on display in her khaki vest.
They've got that band playing tonight. You know, the one we saw at Rock in Roma in June.
With the hot lead singer?
Matteo asked, looking interested, as he always was when an attractive woman was involved.
Well, I thought he was hot,
Ale laughed, letting her hair tumble down to her shoulders.
But I'll be honest, I didn't think beards were your thing.
Everyone chuckled, Matteo dropping his head as a couple of napkins were thrown his way.
I thought you were talking about...
I know, those three sisters.
I'm up for Titi, Guido said. Beards were his thing.
Well, you'll have to count me out, I'm afraid, Cesca said, reaching down for her bag by her feet. I've got a group booked for 6, so it's up at 5 for me. But that's so boring.
Ale frowned, watching as Cesca took the bill from the saucer and calculated her share, her lips moving in silence.